Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening. This is Mrs. Bueller. I wanted to share with you a thought on Parshas Toldos from the Sefer Emes LeYaakov by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rav Yaakov says that Parshas Toldos primarily discusses the life of Yitzchak Avinu. Relative to the other Avos, very little time is spent on the events of Yitzchak Avinu's life. Avram Avinu has almost three whole parshios, and the Torah describes in detail how he dealt with people, the events of his life. Yaakov Avinu is essentially the subject of the entire second half of Sefer Bereishis. Meanwhile, Yitzchak Avinu, who lived longer than either of the other Avos, is very underrepresented. Parshas Toldos is basically the only parsha that discusses anything that happened to him. Even the Rambam, in his account of the beginning of Avodah Zarah, where he explains the Avodah Hashem of each of the Avos, describes the Hanhagos of Avram Avinu in great detail, how he went from place to place and spread the Shem Hashem to so many people, and he describes how Yaakov Avinu learned and taught Torah to his sons and to other people, and ultimately Klal Yisrael was the result of that, an entire nation of people who recognized Hashem. But about Yitzchak Avinu, the Rambam says very little. That he taught his son Yaakov and transmitted the Mesorah of Avram Avinu to him. Avram Avinu and Yaakov Avinu influenced great numbers of people, had many Talmidim, but Yitzchak Avinu had one Talmid in his yeshiva, his son Yaakov. That was his entire yeshiva. Each of the Avos had a unique derech in Avodas Hashem, Chesed, Gevura, Emes. We all associate Avraham Avinu with Hachnasas Archim. His Hachnasas Archim was legendary. His open home, how he shared all his food with anyone who passed by. And then he used that experience for those people as a springboard to teach them about Avodas Hashem. This is true in the practical sense. That is what it really looked like when he did that. But the root of it, the root of what Avraham Avinu was doing was his own recognition and appreciation of Hashem's limitless chesed. His own attempt to emulate the derech of Hashem. So when his guests would try to thank him, his response was to explain to them that everything he was doing wasn't really about him or about them. What he was doing really was Avodas Hashem. Hashem is about chesed, and the avoda of Avraham Avinu was to emulate that chesed. In its most basic form, that meant praising Hashem for all the chesed and rachamim that he bestows on creation. That was just the beginning of it. But it through the derech of Avraham Avinu, it grew and it flourished so much into so many different facets of chesed. This derech in Avodas Hashem, the derech of chesed and rachamim, is very attractive. It's very pleasant. Everyone can be drawn into it on some level. Everybody who interacted with Avraham Avinu left that interaction feeling some kirvata HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing that Hashem is a Baal Rachamim and Hashem is a Baal Chesed, and it's good to be connected to him and to emulate him and to emulate Avraham Avinu. Yaakov Avinu based his Avodas Hashem in the pursuit of Emes, specifically through Limud HaTorah. This maybe is not as attractive a derech as the derech of Avraham Avinu, but it's a very compelling derech. People are drawn to the truth, no matter where a person is holding, in his own Avodas Hashem, in his intelligence, whatever it is that drives a person, he will recognize and appreciate when someone is genuine and when what he has to offer is genuine. So even though the derech of Yaakov Avinu was not as pleasant as that of Avraham Avinu, it was still very compelling. And through that, he attracted many followers. People were drawn to him. People are drawn to Emes. People want to connect to something that's true. And even people who are resistant to connecting to anything spiritual, when faced with the truth, have a hard time just turning away from it. So the derech of Avraham Avinu, of Yaakov Avinu, was also very, very compelling, and it did bring large numbers of people to him. Yitzchak Avinu, on the other hand, served Hashem through the medium of din and mishpat. Dahainu, that the goal of a person's life is to stay within the boundaries of Ratzon Hashem at all times, with no compromises, never stepping out of line at all, never allowing something else to maybe get in the way of Avodas Hashem at all, or to take precedence, even for a moment, even at a particular time. This Derech in Avodas Hashem is just not as widely appreciated. Not everyone can do it. It's just not for everyone. Yitzchak Avinu personified this Derech to the extent that he was willing b'ratzon u'b'simcha to be moser nefesh at the Akedah. That was part of who he was. That was something that he wanted to do. And very few people are drawn to this type of Avodas Hashem. And therefore, Yitzchak Avinu had one Talmud in his yeshiva. The only person that was drawn to his derech was his own son, Yaakov Avinu. That was it. Nobody else was drawn in by the avoda of Yitzchak Avinu. However, says Rav Yaakov, these varied degree of influence of each of the avos was only true in their own lifetimes. Yes, at the time that Avraham Avinu was living, he had a huge following. At the time that Yitzchak Avinu was living, he did not. And at the time that Yaakov Avinu was living, again, he did. But now that we are after that, and Klal Yisrael has been formed, and we know that our Avos are those three people who contributed so greatly to who we have become, in the genetic code of Am Yisrael, the contribution of Yitzchak Avinu is no less than those of Avram Avinu and of Yaakov Avinu. Each of the Avos encoded into each one of us his particular derech in Avodas Hashem. And just as we all inherited our chesed from Avram Avinu and our drive for emes from Yaakov Avinu, we all inherited our ability to be Moser Nefesh and our internal strength in Avodas Hashem from Yitzchak Avinu. So I just would like to conclude with what this means to me. I think that when we look at ourselves, and also when we look at other people, we tend to measure success in very outward type of ways. The influence, the position, the external markers of prestige and prominence. Yitzchak Avinu is an example to us and should serve as a reminder to us that success can be defined in many ways. And that internal success, internal gevura, gevura in Avodas Hashem, can be as lasting and as important as all those other external things for which people get a lot of recognition. The chesed that people do, it's very important. The MS that people stand up for, it's also very important. But every time a person has an internal success and practices and exerts themselves to stay within the confines of Ratzon Hashem and practices that gvura of Yitzchak Avinu, even though right now in the moment it doesn't look the same, it doesn't earn the same response, but it can be and it is as lasting and as important. Even though in the moment of Yitzchak Avinu's life, there was no grand following. There weren't people lined up to see him. He would not have been rated as one of the most influential people in his time. But today we are all still benefiting from the tremendous gevura that Yitzchak Avinu exerted himself to display and to foster within himself in his Avodas Hashem, which gives us now the strength to overcome all sorts of distractions and nisyonos that come our way. And that strength is a quiet, it's a kol de mamadaka, it's a very quiet strength that no one even knows about. No one knows about when you exerted your gvura. No one knows about what you accomplished today. But rest assured that every victory Every victory in Avodas Hashem has lasting effects for generations to come. It makes you into a better person, and it makes you into a stronger person, and it allows you to propel that forward. And every further decision that you make will be based, will start from that much higher up because of the gvura that you exerted that time. So let's carry with us in this 1 week that we have the opportunity to dwell on the life of Yitzchak Avinu. Let's carry with us that gvura and allow it to grow within each one of us. Have a wonderful Shabbos.